Welcome back to the Love in Dubai Show podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is Monday morning. Is it raining? Was it raining? We had the UAE weatherman on the show. Such an interesting insight into rain in this country. We talked about the story racking up your Instagram feeds, fraud from a Dubai billionaire, and also the major Al Khail Road transformation.
It's going to be an epic conversation about traffic and how it's going to drastically improve on Al Khail Road. We'd really love if you can subscribe to the Love in Dubai Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Enjoy the show.
Dubai, welcome back to the Love in Dubai show, where we take you through the top trending stories that everyone across the country is talking about. Good morning to everyone tuning in on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok. It is day 142 since the genocide began in Gaza, according to the Palestinian Ministry of Health in the Gaza Strip. The death toll has now risen to 29,692, while 69,879 people have been injured and more than 1.9 million people have been displaced from their homes. Our thoughts and prayers are continuously with the people of Gaza. Our top story for you today, Al Khail Road is getting a major transformation.
The latest on the reported arrest of Dubai billionaire Abu Sabah was reportedly arrested on charges of fraud.
A major event last night where Dubai's ruler honors honorable Arab hope makers to the tune of 1 million dirham for their incredible work.
Someone paid for an Indian actor and philanthropist's dinner bill at Dubai restaurant.
I love people paying it forward. Very cute. And also later on in the show, we're talking weather and storm chasing with the UAE weatherman. And we want to get down to it because we want to know what cloud seeding is and when it's going to happen. So jumping into our top story. Oh, before we get to our top story, I want to talk about this, whether or not it's fair or not. So there's been this story that's going live on TikTok and a man is asking for adult only planes.
Unusual. Okay.
Because a child was screaming for 29 hours.
Okay, that's a long time for a kid to be screaming. I wonder if the kid is tired.
This is the thing. It's like 29 hours for a kid crying. Like, it's too much. It's not fair.
What's the destination for a flight that's 29 hours? That's a really long time.
Let me check that. So they went from New Zealand to Berlin.
Okay.
29-hour flight, though? Is that regular?
It seems like an awfully long time. Like, that's very unusual. I've never heard of anything like that. But then again, I've never been on a flight that's more than 4 hours. So I'm not one to speak. Maybe on the matter of, like, adult-only flight. I'm not sure. It's weird, though, because people fly with their families. They have to. Yeah. What are you going to do in a situation like that with its long flights? Like, you're going to have to take your family.
I know that, like, it's not a feasible request. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, this TikTok video went viral, and you can see it, of the guy starting the flight saying, you know, we're not in a good scenario because the baby is bawling. Like, yeah. The poor parents having to hear the baby bawling. It's like torture for them, I've no doubt. And then, later on in the flight, continues on, the baby is still crying. Like, and I would say, in all fairness to the man who's complaining, the baby was shrieking.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like a baby to me. It sounds more like a toddler. And if that's the case, I sympathize a little bit more because you can't really control toddlers that much. You can only do so much. But adult-only flight sounds like it's not in the works. Maybe. But it doesn't sound like it's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen. But like the poor, I think like the reality is you have to listen to it for 29 hours. The parents have that. for years. So maybe a little bit of sympathy in the parents' direction. What I like is when parents are getting on a flight, you know that they're probably frazzled with what's about to go down. In some situations, though, they make little gift packs.
Oh, yeah, they do.
For the people they're going to be sitting beside.
Aww.
Giving them the ear head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, the chocolate bar in the photo is cute, but like putting in a little earpiece being like, we know what's going to happen. Here's apologies in advance.
Here's an earpiece, you know, enjoy your movie.
So yeah, I'd love to get the parents' thoughts on this, right? Because it's really easy because this story has gone viral, and it's gone viral with a catchy headline saying, hey, let's ask for adult-only flights. This is what Reddit is asking for. But let's hear the parents' response on this, right?
They're probably so like embarrassed and upset, and they don't want their kid to cry either. So yeah, they're probably just as upset.
Yeah, and what would their response be to an adult-only flight? Or are they thinking, yeah, let's have a kids-only flight, let's have an adults-only flight? I'd like to know.
That's true.
All right, let's jump into our top story of today. This is one that went viral over the weekend. Al Ghail Road is getting a major transformation. So another traffic fix is on the way to the tune of 700 million dirham, which is just beyond. So if you've ever been stuck in traffic on Al Ghail Road...
Yep, all of us.
This will be music to your ears. And the RTA took to Twitter to bring the big news last night.
Yeah, they were actually awarded a contract that's worth 700 million to improve Al Ghail Road. And this project features the construction of bridges spanning 3,300 meters alongside road improvements covering 6,820 meters across several areas across Al Ghail Road, which includes Abil Maidan, Al Qozwan, Ghadir Al Tayr, and Jumeirah Village Circle. So that's a really long span of improvements.
It's huge. So we're so excited to hear that this project features also the construction of new bridges spanning 3,300 meters, along with the road improvement works covering 6,820 meters across seven locations along Al Ghail Road, including Zabil, Maidan, Alcoz, and as Sarah said, Ghadir Al Tayr, and Jumeirah Village Circle. me trying to pronounce names of locations.
Oh, yeah. I mean, road names are very different. They're very interesting, and they're very hard to pronounce. Like, I'm used to saying Jumeirah Village Circle, but when it comes to Ghadir Al Tayr, I'm just like, Ghadir Al Tayr. Okay. I got it now.
When you say it sounds like music, though. When I say it sounds like phlegm, so I'm not going to. Big news on that front, and I think it's, as we said, music to the ears of everyone who's been stuck in traffic. What we love and what we talk about continuously is, yes, traffic is a major pain point in this city, but these types of announcements from the RTA do kind of come in quite regularly. Al Ghail Road in particular is a bugbear for so many people. I kind of cross it to get home some evenings, and it took me, on Wednesday night, it took me an hour on like a 5 kilometer stretch one car had a little, it didn't look like a big accident. It was pulled in on the side of the road. Therefore, the two lane became a one lane, an hour.
Yeah.
And that's just a 5 kilometer stretch.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, honestly. Anything on Al Ghail Road is definitely going to get a major improvement now. And that's honestly the best news. RTA are always trying to improve the roads, and they hear our complaints, and they're always trying to make improvements. So it's honestly a really great story to wake up to.
And the roadworks will eventually aid Dubai's continuous growth, and the aim is to cater to the urban and demographic needs to ensure the seamless traffic flow. Thank you to those who've been responding to our requests, both publicly, because if you put it on Twitter, they will respond, and also our quiet prayers.
There you go. Okay, on to the next story. And this one is quite a different story. It is an exclusive by a smashy business. And yeah, so basically a Dubai billionaire, he's also known as Abu Sabah, was arrested on charges of fraud. Smashy Business broke the news about a day or two ago. Abu Sabah, his real name is Balvinder Singh Sahni. And he reportedly owes UAE banks over 100 million dirhams. It's also been reported that financiers, senior managers, and his eldest son were also arrested. If you don't know, Abu Sabah, he was a former guest on the show 2 months ago almost, and he gave financial and business advice. He also made headlines when he purchased a license plate worth 33 million dirhams. Both Abu Sabah and his son have been off social media in recent days, and people have picked up on the unusual disappearance of their social media.
So I think it was when the story went live, the people were saying, okay, so who is this guy? And how we would remember him is he spent a lot of money on number plates. Because we had him on the show and we asked him the question about the number plates, right?
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
And the response on that was like, well, actually, when you ask someone they're putting that much money into a number plate, like, what are you thinking? But his response in that case was pretty solid, because when you put that money to the RTA for number plates, it goes into charity and it goes in back into the economy. So that was kind of his response. And that was like, yes, for him, of course, it it means his car will be recognized when he comes into places, like people will know who's coming.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's not just going into some guy's wallet. It actually goes back into the city and back into charities that the RTA chooses, which we thought was pretty solid.
Yeah. Yeah, in that case, the money did go to charity. But it's an unusual one, to be honest.
It's rare we see it, and I agree it's unusual. I think it's just interesting how coincidentally last week the UAE came off that kind of like ambiguous grey listing in terms of money, because they're making such an effort to make sure that all transactions are not fraudulent. And therefore, in the last 2 years, a big change has happened. So it was reported by Bloomberg that we've been taken off that grey area list. So we may see stories like this. However, the story was reported by Smashy Business, and I think they're going to share more on that this morning on the show at 10 a.m. So if you want to check out Smashy Business, you'll get the full kind of background information, because I think a lot of people have questions. If you look at the comments, you know, people will say, when you read the story, it said that the amount was to the tune of 100 million that needed to be paid.
Right, yeah.
That's what the story said. And then you'll have comments saying, how is that even possible? Because if I have 8,000 dirham that I haven't paid, the banks are on my back, you know,
like you're chasing, yeah.
As individuals of this country, and you know, we spoke to Abu, and he came from Kuwait. Has an amazing story of, you know, the business that he started, and you know, we are all responsible of our actions here. So it's so hard to believe that this actually happened, right?
Yeah.
In terms of how strict the country is on financial regulations, how strict the banks are. Like, if you don't pay your Etisalat bill, my days, your phone is cut off in a day. So it's really, it's really hard to believe. So we'll be tuning into Smashy Business at 10 a.m. to get the full lowdown on that. And if you miss it at 10 a.m., it also goes live in podcast format, much like the Love in Dubai show on all Smashy Business podcast platform. So wherever you get your podcast, you'll be able to find that later on today. Jumping into our next story, this is a story that we love, an annual story. The Dubai ruler has awarded honorable Arab hope makers 1 million dirham each. This was an event that happened last night. So yesterday, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the UAE and ruler of Dubai, crowned the four Arab hope maker finalists, awarding them 1 million each for their impressive work.
The award recognizes philanthropists in the region, and the video of Tala Al-Khail, who received the highest number of votes during the ceremony, is a highlight. She was a winner for her work to mentally support and heal children with Down syndrome and cancer patients.
Tala is a pharmacist who started her journey as a hope maker back in 2015 when she started receiving young cancer patients in a special caravan at the Basra Children's Hospital to help them overcome challenges associated with their illness. She did this by, you know, including studying and inclusion in society.
The initiative offered children with cancer a room for hope and optimism away from the hard reality of treatments and hospital wards. This was the start that inspired Tala to establish her Warriors Academy in 2018 to care for young people of determination who suffer various illnesses.
Today, she personally looks after 200 children with Down syndrome and cancer. And it's just amazing. I think they all call her mama at this stage. Oh. You know, she just has that much of an impact on their lives. And to summarize the event, His Highness said, "Hope for a better future is what keeps people going. Every new generation bears the responsibility of creating a better reality in their communities. On the other hand, spreading despair is our major challenge, which is why we need to continue to nurture hope, optimism, and positivity among the new generation." So you can see it there. That was the event last night. And like, what an amazing
initiative
by the country.
It's amazing, honestly. Like, they really do recognize the people who make a difference and the people who really strive to, you know, change other people's lives. So it's amazing to see, to be honest.
And I don't, like, I don't remember seeing initiatives like this. I think, you know, some countries will have it, but it's not that common. And to do it as a regional thing, so not just focus purely on the UAE, I think that's quite impressive as well, that, you know, they'll to just nurture hope, because so often we may fall into despair, you know, especially with the news that we're seeing every day. Like, it's a sad place. Sometimes the world can be a sad place, and we look at our children growing up and what they're seeing every day. So these types of stories are so important. And there was, you know, four impressive people in society were given 1 million dirham each. So not only recognition for the work, but also a tidy little lump sum of cash that can also inspire others to try and nurture hope in the region.
To do the same, basically, because if, you know, the country can award you for something, you know, so meaningful, could happen to you too. So, you know, do good and encourage other people to do good too.
And speaking of paying it forward,
yeah,
on a smaller level, but also just as lovely.
So someone paid for an Indian actor's dinner bill at a Dubai restaurant. So basically, a fan spotted Sonu Sood at a restaurant in Dubai, and he decided to pay for his dinner bill and even left a kind note thanking him for his humanitarian efforts towards his country.
Sonu Sood, if you don't know, is an Indian actor and philanthropist who founded the Sood Charity Foundation. He's been rehoming stray animals, facilitating the transportation of migrants, and also providing meals for over 6 million people. So amazing. Mm-hmm. His most applauded work was during the pandemic, when he organized free doctor consultations, free tests, and also distribution of oxygen cylinders.
His efforts were also recognized in the UAE, and he was awarded the Golden Visa in 2022.
I love that, because I think it's very rare that if I saw a celebrity out, and I know he's done a lot of philanthropic work, I would never think to pay for their meal.
I know.
I'd be like, he's fine.
He doesn't need it. But I guess this fan was like really touched by his philanthropic work and humanitarian work towards his country, especially during the times of pandemic. He made a really huge difference to his community. So I think just to pay it forward, this fan decided to pay for his dinner and leave a really nice note. It's so cute.
I think you're so right. I think it's just to just show him, like, we saw what you've done, because how... You know, you might get awarded on social media, you might get it, but for a fan to be like, I just want to pay it forward back to you,
because
I've seen what you've done,
Which
is really sweet.
You can definitely just say, you know, thank you on social media over comments and stuff like that. Yes, of course, you can always do that, but paying it forward in such a personal way, paying for someone's dinner when you spot them, that's really sweet.
Yeah, I agree. This was, I have a story, it's not the same thing that people were paying it for because of the work that I've done. I met someone for the first time, so we were strangers.
Oh, okay.
And we had a conversation. I've told the story on the show before, but we were strangers, we had a conversation, and then when we left, the strangers had paid for our bill.
Oh.
Really sweet. We'd had a conversation. I think we'd spoken about, you know, different things, Ireland and Gaza and things, and then they paid for, and it was just so unheard of.
Yeah.
It right? Is, yeah. Just about like paying it forward, and then it made us think about how we could pay it forward. So then, you know, we did our own small things to make someone else's day, like later on in the day. And it was a really sweet thing. And you don't really like kindness from strangers, I just think, is on another level. Like, we might do sweet things for our mom and our friends and our colleagues every now and then. But if you think about, like, how often do you actually try and make a stranger's day?
It's pretty low when you really try. But like, if you do, it means so much. Coming from a stranger, it means so much. So I really think it's like a domino effect once you start, you know, a ripple effect. Domino, sure, that works too.
Yeah.
Once you do something nice for someone else, especially if they're a stranger, it's like, oh, I want to do something nice for someone else now. So, yeah, I think we can all take something from this story and try to pay it forward whenever we can.
Yeah, 100%. Guys, it's 8:50, so you probably saw the weather reports over the weekend. We are always... Look, we're Love in Dubai, so we get all your videos through of the weather. It's the weather. It is a talk topic of the city that will never seem to decline. Mm-hmm. We get excited about the rain, but one man who has been very excited about the weather for a very long time is the UAE weatherman. So he's going to be with us after this very short break to talk cloud seeding and storm chasing in the UAE. Do stay tuned. Hey guys, thank you for staying tuned. Welcome back to the Love and Dubai Show. Today we're joined by a seasoned storm chaser in the UAE since 2015. He's not just chasing storms, he's providing crucial weather updates, especially for outdoor enthusiasts and rain lovers. Yes, that's a thing across the region. Sajad Kepoli, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
We're very excited to have you on.
Yes, thank you for coming.
Thanks. Thank you.
We love talking about the weather and everything related to especially rain because we don't get to see it so often. So first of all, we wanted to ask, what is storm chasing?
I'll talk about my basic, how I moved here. Okay, actually, I moved to Dubai on August 2015. And that was during peak summer. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I moved from a Kerala state in India. That is happening like extreme monsoon season, like the rain was there for continuous 2-3 days, and I'm a rain lover. So when I moved to Dubai, I couldn't resist, I mean, the extreme summer, very difficult for me to stay. And I was started to chase, to research about the rain in UAE, whether any rain is there happening or not. Then soon I found some Instagram channel from UAE National Center of Meteorology about weather forecast about the rain, and I got some information from those Instagram and their website that the rain is happening during summer. Then I checked their application, their websites, and I drive my car to those ports where they show there is rain, but I'll reach after the, I mean, when the radar will shows like the rain area on the application or the website, but I'll drive to the spot after the lashing rain.
Mm-hmm. After, okay.
Then I realized that it will not work for me. Then I started to learn about how we can forecast weather. Then I spend my most of the time only for forecasting the weather, learning the skill. Then after a few months, I got this required skill. Okay, then I forecast as my own the weather, and I drive to the spot where the clouds will form. I wait there, and soon the clouds will be rainy clouds, then rain will lash. So I started to upload videos on Instagram, and people who is interested to chase rain, loud rain, they also follow me, and we all started together and we chase rain.
So there's a community of
people
who love to
chase rain. Yeah, it's a community. Actually, we have WhatsApp groups, Instagram channels. So we have a lot of people who is really interested to chase the rain, who really love the rain. And some people, they will be very nostalgic about the rain. Mm-hmm. Okay, when they come to this hot climate area. So
I feel a lot of people watching now will want to follow your channel. So first of all, let's name the channel. What's it called?
It's,
and how many people are in your community who love rain?
Yeah, actually, it is UAE Weatherman, the Instagram. Earlier, when I started this chase, okay, I had few followers on a small WhatsApp group. Then I created a Instagram called Kerala Rain Forecaster. That is my state name. Okay, and I forecast weather. I whenever I go for a rain drive, I post it on Instagram, and I started to get. The followers count is increasing. Then on 2022, I started UAE Weatherman. Okay, I forecast weather only. For public who is going for hiking. Then people who organize outdoor events, programs, okay. Also for rain lovers, okay. So basically when I forecast, as soon as I forecast weather, who are interested to join for rain drive, okay, they will message me. Then I'll share my live location. So when I go for rain drive, they also follow me, okay. Then I'll give a meeting point. We all will gather at place, and we will go as convoy, and we will go to the place where clouds will form, okay, and we will wait there. maybe sometimes the clouds will be delayed or the clouds will form very fast. So we wait there and see the sky. And maybe soon the clouds will form. Okay, then the clouds become rainy clouds. Then rain will lash with the thunder, lightning, and the dust, wind. And some people, they get enjoy wet. Some people, they take videos and post on Instagram and spreading our groups. Yeah.
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
So in December, it was beautiful weather in Dubai. So we drove to Wadi Shaka and I parked my car, you know the story.
Oh.
And we went for a 30-minute hike and we came back and the Shaka had flooded with rain. Like the rain just poured. We didn't see it on the...
Last December.
Yeah. The rain poured. Was there any way as an individual, and my car got flooded away with the rushing water, was there any way I could have known that rain was coming?
Yeah. So whoever following me, they don't drive to those locations.
Yeah.
Because
okay, follow you, weather man.
Sometimes the weather app doesn't, like the weather app on your phone doesn't tell you.
Yeah.
And you have to find out from like official sources almost. But for example, yesterday I didn't see rain. Probably in other locations, but it's good to follow someone who actually chases rain.
Actually, this is due to the system. I mean, this weather application, they follow some weather models, okay? These weather models are like, you know, kind of forecasting by supercomputers, okay, from different countries. Like America has GFS and Canada has NavGem. And Germany, ICON, and European Union, it's ECMWF. And ECMWF is the most accurate weather model. And it is like we need to pay for them to get their data. So this free application, like weather application, they refer American forecast model, that is GFS. So GFS didn't predict rain yesterday. Okay, so the application shows no rain. But most accurate weather model is from European model, that is ECMWF. And most of the government official, they refer these weather models. But for me, I refer five weather model, that is ECMWF, GFS, Canada, NavGem, then ICON, German weather model ICON, and UK weather model UKMO. So these five weather model, I analyze weather model and I forecast as my own.
Okay, accurate is your forecasting?
For me, yeah, during spring, summer, and autumn season in Emirates, yeah, it works like 90 to 100%. But during winter, the pattern is changed. The weather pattern, everything is changed, and the rain is happening mainly because of some atmospheric conditions. Okay, so the prediction is a little, I mean, poor during winter season. But we have, I mean, during spring, summer, and autumn, okay, these three seasons, we have a lot of rain compared to winter.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much rainy days, especially during peak summer, the rain would be like at least once in a week. And most of the residents do not know about this.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
And during peak summer, the temperature would be like 45 to 47 degrees Celsius. And during rain, it reduced to 23 degrees Celsius. So we'll feel like we are on winter months during rain in summer, like June, July, August.
So, and it's raining a lot, so
yeah,
you're telling
too much,
people...
too much raining.
Where?
Yeah, so I posted on my Instagram, so people who is really interested to know about this, they follow me and they come with me for rain chase.
Rain wow. drives, love it!
Rain drive.
Honestly, we should tag along. We should tag along for where it's raining.
Yeah, we have like 1,000 members on our WhatsApp group. So even I recently started Instagram channel, WhatsApp channel, okay, get more followers, like to inform all people that who is very much interested in this. Okay, so hopefully, yeah, I had to bring all people, all UAE residents in under one umbrella, all rain lovers. Yeah.
How long do you usually have to wait for the clouds to form?
It's like 30 minutes for regular. Maybe sometimes we have to wait 3 hours. Yeah. So the person who is really interested to chase rain drive or chase rain or clouds, okay, they should have some criteria that they should have a car and a lot of patience. Okay, and sometimes it may rain, it may not rain. Mm. So they should have in mind that, okay, it may happen.
Yeah.
Okay, so my few followers, like last year, so I forecasted weather and they came for rain chase and it didn't rain. No. So they were yelling me, okay, it's why it's not happening, you forecaster. So it's everything from God. Okay, the rain's happening, but okay. So during forecasting weather on my story, I clearly mention it's weak chance or slight chance or very good chance or extreme chance. Mm-hmm. So when I write a very good chance or extreme, people come for rain chase. For me, I need to see at least clouds. That's mm-hmm. enough for me. Okay, I'm okay. I'm happy with that. But whoever interested to chase rain drive, so they should get rain. Otherwise, they will not be happy.
I have to ask, you moved from Kerala where there's a lot of rain.
So too much rain.
Too much rain. So you came here and you missed it. I moved from Ireland. There's maybe not monsoons, but there's a lot of rain. It rains all the time. I don't miss it.
Yeah.
So why?
Maybe because you are in northern hemisphere. That is like very cold climate. Mm-hmm. We are like in a hot climate area. So
good point.
Yeah, maybe we love this rain because of that.
Fair point.
That's true. It's true. Egypt, it doesn't rain that much, so I get really happy when it rains here, to be honest. It's really fun for me.
Actually, everybody, most of the residents, they are waiting for rain.
Yeah.
Okay, because they are facing a lot of, you know, maybe most of them, they are miss rain. Okay. Some people like, it's very hot here. So getting wet, it's something different. So they wait for rain. So, yeah.
Are there any dangers associated with driving towards a weather location when you say there's extreme chance for rain?
Yeah, definitely. So as soon as, I could know that, okay, where the rain would be more, the rain would be less. So I won't take my people to those places where there is danger. Okay, I'll clearly mention, even there is UAE law that, okay, driving to the Wadi, where there is flash flood, it's not allowed. Mm-hmm. So I won't take them anywhere. So I'll find a suitable place where there is not harmful for people. So I'll take there and we enjoy rain.
How do you stay safe in these situations?
Actually, normally we don't go to those spots mainly. So we'll find a suitable, nice parking lot. We'll wait there and enjoy.
And what advice do you have for hikers and people who love the outdoors?
So they ask me like 2 days in advance about the weather conditions. Mm. So I've helped them. Yeah, they're very happy. Yeah.
What you're doing is an amazing service for the people. So I have to ask, is this your full-time role?
No, it's my passion.
Passion.
Yeah, my hobby. And actually, I wish, I told you before, I need all residents to bring under one umbrella, all rain lovers. Okay, so ambition is that. So hopefully it will work. Still a lot of people should know this. Okay, some people, when I go to cities, okay, and who is not using Instagram, okay, when I ask about this, when I tell these things, okay, about rain, especially during summer, they won't believe. Still, they won't believe. Mm-hmm. You are lying. Maybe you're taking some old videos or something like that.
Yeah, still. Because it's so unusual for me to hear about.
But at least
rain
in August 2023, we got 14 days rain. 14 days.
Where
August
were we?
2022.
We should head to these places. What are, do you think, common misconceptions about the weather in the UAE?
Like
what do you think people think of the weather in the UAE? Do they think that it's like always hot and, in the summer and it never rains?
Yeah, it is a fact, But we can say in the cities, but in the outskirts and the mountain area, it's not the same condition. So it's always changing. Okay, so the rain is happening at least once in a week during spring, summer, and autumn seasons.
Where does it rain the most? Like, which emirate does it rain the most?
We could say the places. Okay. The places like Maliha, mm-hmm. Shauka,
sure.
Okay, and Korfakan, mm-hmm. Masafi. These are the main rain spots.
So mostly Sharjah.
Yeah. This mountain area. Yeah. So the mountains are very African. I mean, it's good for the rain, making rain.
So. Very lastly, we're coming towards the end of our show. We have to ask. We all have storms that we remember, how they've impacted our lives. What has been the most memorable weather storm for you?
For me, actually, apart from rain, okay, I chase cloud, okay. Maybe you would, when you go to the mountain, okay, so you could see like foggy conditions, okay. So it's happening during summer in UAE, okay, in the east and northern mountains, okay. So when clouds are forecasted, we go there and experience this. Even during this, when clouds comes to the top of the mountain, we can touch the clouds. Okay, so the temperature would be like, the summer, the temperature reached like 20 to 23 degrees Celsius. Okay, and it would be very cool. Okay, so that is one thing, I love very much. And during 2022 July, okay, due to a low pressure system, the atmosphere was very unstable. And the rain was there for 3 days continuously. And the flash flood, you might know about that, the flash flood on in the northeastern side, the Fujairah and Kalbas are affected. So it was like 3 days continuous rain, and yeah, we loved a lot.
Love that so much. We are a city that loves rain, although I can't relate.
Yeah, people who is really interested to know about the rain sports, they can message me anytime. I can assist. Even for hikers, for people who organize events or outdoor programs, they can message me anytime. I can assist you on that.
So important. Such a great service that you're doing. Flash floods are no joke. So either you want to follow the rain or you want to avoid it, the UAE Weatherman is the place to get
Thank
your
you.
Information.
Thank you
for the service that you're
thank
giving
you.
To people in society.
Yeah,
your
definitely.
Passion is helping a lot of people. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Guys, that is all we have time for on the Love in Dubai show this morning. It is Monday morning. Have a fabulous day, and we'll see you back tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Goodbye for me.
Bye.
Bye.